I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody. I think Josh Groban and Queen Latifah is a kind of a random duo, but it also maybe makes sense. And I guess we'll figure out how random it is in about 5 minutes when we go into the clubhouse. Here are Josh and Queen.
He was discovered as a teen, and maybe tonight we'll find out.
Queen Latifah, is she really a queen?
It's Watch What Happens Live with Queen Latifah and Josh Groban now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse, wrapping up a week with two guests so talented that I only have to give 10% and they'll do the rest, maybe. My first guest is a brilliant artist who tonight is trading her castle for my humble clubhouse. Season 3 of her hit show Star premieres on Fox on Wednesday. It's Queen Latifah, everybody! Yes! And not only is my next guest's album, Bridges, dropping tomorrow, is his new Netflix show, The Good Cop, which means Grobanites everywhere have already handcuffed themselves to their media devices. Right. Say hi to Josh Groban. Great to see you, Josh.
Thank you.
Do the two of you know each other at all?
We've met over the years.
Passing through everything.
Okay, good. Yeah. We're really going to get to know each other. And I'm really just noticing the butterflies, which I love, Queen Latifah.
That's great.
You don't always reveal the butterflies.
You know, sometimes my hair is down and you don't really get to see them. Okay. And I occasionally cover them up, but not often.
Who better to bartend for a queen than a man who's performed alongside a countess? From hashtag Countess and Friends and his new show at Joe's Pub, Murray Hill, about to break. It's Murray Hill. Hey, Murray. Great to see you. Murray, are you a Giovanni Murray?
Oh, I'm wearing a Giovanni JCPenney version.
Yes. Yeah. Wow, a show and an album in the same day, man.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Very
nice.
Oh,
it's very
kind. Yeah, just, you know, sometimes different doors just swing open, and in the words of Temple Grandin, you just got to walk through them.
Yes.
Right. Walk through them.
By the way, every time I see you, I'm always like, God, are you sure Tony Danza isn't your dad? And now it turns out he is in the new show.
I don't remember you saying that.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
Yeah, we did a DNA swab, and apparently it's legit.
Queen Latifah and Josh Groban are here to answer your questions. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, Queen Latifah, you may or may not be aware of this, but your royal lineage has been called into question by a certain on-again, off-again countess all last season on The Real Housewives of New York City. I want you to take a look at this.
What?
I'm Luann de Lesseps, and the Countess is always going to be a part of me. Queen Latifah, is she really a queen?
I mean, right?
I will always. But you're married.
Always.
Divorce.
That's right. Doesn't matter. Is Queen Latifah really a queen?
Do you know what she said to me?
She said, stop acting all countessy.
Oh, of course. Everybody reverts to the countess thing.
You know, let's talk to Queen Latifah and let's talk to Lady Gaga. Is Lady Gaga a lady?
Bye.
Give me a break.
I mean, the countess was really using this line a lot this season. Were you aware of it? And what is your reaction? Is this the first
show? Off with her head! Yeah. Who dare attack the Latifians? Yes.
The Latifians! Had you ever heard that this was a dialogue on The Housewives? Is this the first you're hearing of it?
I think she was blissfully unaware of this.
Blissfully unaware.
Yeah. I'm just glad she knew to go. Hey, you know, you're New York, I'm Jersey. You knew to go to Jersey.
Yes.
Call the Jersey Queen, and the closest queen was the Jersey queen. Yeah. So
here's what. In honor of your royal life, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Tell me how your majesty reigns and maintains it while keeping that crown.
And then there's a countess thing, and then there's the queen thing.
Yes, exactly. You know what I mean? Well, the queen is above a countess. Yeah. Have you ever gotten your glam squad to run your errands?
Of course.
Yes. Have you ever used your celeb card to get out of a speeding ticket? Have you ever been pulled over and then they realize who you are and they let you go?
I've never been pulled over and had my arm behind my back and said, well, wait, I'm Queen Latifah.
Yeah, right.
And then they said, oh, girl, why didn't you say something? So, like, no, I've never done that.
Has not happened. What do you think you and Queen Elizabeth have the most in common?
We be bowling.
Yeah.
Queen Latifah, how many pairs of shoes do you own?
Not nearly as many as Queen Elizabeth.
Yes, yes. Queen Latifah, have you ever asked an assistant for a foot massage?
My assistant is actually really good at foot massages.
Right? Oh, my God. I love it.
She offers. And I say, of course.
Okay, last...
You needn't go.
Have you ever been tempted to wear a crown in your daily life?
Don't you see it?
Yes, I do.
My crown is always on. It's invisible like Wonder Woman's jet.
Thank you very much. Queen Latifah, Her Majesty. Finally, over the years, many a Clubhouse guest has taken a trip with me outside the actor's studio where I ask unimportant questions while pretending to be more sober than I am. But here's what. Tonight, for the first time, we're taking a journey outside the recording studio. I'm going to ask you both shallow and vapid questions about your deep and varied musical lives.
Okay.
Queen Latifah, what song would you choose to announce your entrance into every room?
I would have to go with the Snoop Dogg with Nate singing, hold up, wait, all my people, you know. Is that okay?
Yes.
What about you, Josh?
I would have probably something, actually my queen, maybe, in response to this, Your Majesty. We Are the Champions.
That's a great entrance song.
I don't know. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
that's a great at-bat song, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Go-to karaoke song.
They call me Feist Girl, but I'm a nice girl. And then I meet them another day. That's not my name.
Yeah.
That's not my name.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say is it's not my name, like, for it's
what's yours?
You know? Anytime I get a chance to sing some Steve Perry.
Anytime. Oh my God, I bet you kill Steve Perry.
Yeah, you go in there and do it. Also, I'm really good at yelling, can't wake up, in the Evanescence song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most embarrassing artist you have in your music library, or artist that we would be surprised to know is in your music library?
Be surprised? I don't know. I like a bit of death metal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Queen?
Yeah.
You know what? You probably have no shame in anything.
Dirty Projectors? Let me go Dirty Projectors. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going outside the actor's studio. Josh Groban, Gabby W. emailed, what's your manscaping situation like? Are you a big manscaper?
No, I embrace my Russian Jewish heritage in my chest area.
Good.
And it's a veritable forest.
Good. Queen Olivia B. emailed. I didn't know
Let's
this.
See it.
I can't believe you were originally supposed to star in Monsters Ball. Were you bummed when the movie came out with Halle Berry and she won an Oscar?
I don't think I was bummed.
You were not?
No, not at all. It was supposed to be as it was supposed to be.
Wow.
Yeah.
The queen is
zen. She's
zen.
So zen.
Yeah. So let's go to the phones. Tracy from South Dakota. Hey, Tracy, what's your question?
Hey, Queen. Hey, Josh. Hi. My question's for both of you.
Okay.
Since Queen Latifah hosted the BET Black Girls Rock this year with several tributes to Aretha Franklin, and Josh, since you performed with her at Nelson Mandela's birthday party.
Very close.
What did the Queen of Soul mean to you?
Favorite Aretha
that's
memory.
That's great, I mean... We lost such a national treasure.
Yes.
Her voice.
We did a birthday concert for Nelson Mandela's 90th birthday. I got word from somebody that Aretha wanted to sing You Raise Me Up with me. She'd heard the song and wanted to sing it. And I just remember thinking like, oh, well, I'm just going to sit back and just learn everything that I can.
Right.
But truly, you know, in the short amount of time I got to spend time with her, it was some of the greatest experience of my life. And I was very honored to work with her.
Wow. Did you know her at all?
I have met her through the years in passing because we've done so many award shows.
Yeah.
And everything. But... I think one of the biggest impact she's had on my life is just her music, you know, has a big part of my acting. She has a song called Woolly Holy.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just put that song on and play it in my ears, and before you know it, I'm emotionally exactly where I need to be.
Wow.
And all I have to do is take that thing off and then go action, and we got us a scene.
Really?
You know what I mean? Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's like very cool. It's something else.
Let's go to Donna from Arizona. Hey, Donna, what's your question?
Hey, Donna!
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, Andy, love you. My quick question is for Josh.
Okay.
Josh, I just want you to know, your original performance at Ally McBeal back in the day was literally, like, life-changing for me.
Wow. Thank you
very much.
I just wanted to know what your reaction to Katy Perry saying that you were the one that got away in her live stream last year was.
Nice pivot. That was a real... I was not expecting that.
That was a good pivot. Katy Perry said you're the one that got away
on her live stream. Yeah, she was doing a live stream...
Did you two date? And I didn't realize it.
Well, you know, we did, and you know, we were both very private, and so we realized we were better as friends, and we've been very, very good friends to this day. She's the best. But I was not expecting that. That was a double take and a spit of my coffee when I saw that, because it's very sweet of her to say that. And then I listened to the lyrics of the song. And I'm just like, oh no, I never owned a Mustang. I don't have a tattoo. Are you sure that's about me? I'm very flattered by it, but I was very surprised
by
it too.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah. I think you should call her back.
I do too.
Don't you, Queen?
I'm not ghosting Katie.
Should, right.
We're still really
good friends. You know what? No need to ghost Katie. Katie, listen. You still got the number.
Right.
Call Josh.
Oh, no. Right. I think we're both very taken at the moment. But it's very sweet. It's very sweet. Thank you for that, that real question.
No, Queen and I are going to keep advocating this. Darla P. texted, Queen, what was your favorite memory of performing at the 98 Super Bowl? You performed with Smokey Robinson, Boyz II Men, The Temps, and Martha Reeves.
Yeah. And yet I couldn't stop thinking about Katy Perry and Josh Groban. I mean, the world is in front of me.
It's haunting.
Right.
But what's going to happen if these two don't make it? I don't, you know.
Was that a highlight for you?
That was insane. There's nothing like performing at the Super Bowl. There's like 80,000 people in front of you.
Yeah.
You know, the whole world is watching. And you just want to go out and do a great job. You just want to feel it.
Debbie S. wants to know, what made you decide to pay your entire talk show staff salary when it was canceled? Not many TV hosts would do that.
That's great.
That was amazing. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's first of all, I loved the talk show, and I could see what it was going to become and how it was going to change. And these are things that my crew was not privy to, and the audience would not have known. And so, knowing that that was going to happen, yeah, but knowing that that was going to happen, and it wasn't necessarily a good thing, I knew this was going to happen, and I felt like it was the only right thing to do. You know, let's at least pay our entire staff through the holidays. You don't want to get fired and, you know, your show ends right before the holidays. You don't have the money to buy your kids Christmas presents and take care of things or get that off time. So I said, you know what, let's just pay everybody out through the holidays, and then it's a good time to start fresh anyway. So let's go.
Long live the queen.
Long live the queen. It's game time, everybody. Well, both of my guests know their way around a musical. As a Tony Awards host, I assume Josh had to learn every Broadway musical ever, right? Let's find out with
Show Me the Broadway.
You two switch seats, okay?
Switch seats, okay.
And we're going to show Queen Latifah the name of a Broadway show in the monitor. It's your job to explain the shows to Josh without using any of the words in the title. If you get six right in 60 seconds, so you're going to face each other, and Queen, you're going to take your cues off of this monitor. Six right in 60 seconds is what we're looking for. Don't use the name in the title.
Okay.
And go.
Oh.
Roar!
Lion King?
Yep.
Very good.
Oh, with the old guy, and there's a bunch of orphans, and
Oliver?
She's a...
No, close.
It's a Hard Knock Life.
Oh, Annie.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. And it's not a flute, but it's a...
Fife?
It's similar to a flute. Similar to a flute.
And if fiddle? You, Fiddler on the Roof?
Yes!
Oh, wow. I don't know.
Fiddler, that's not a flute. What? And not a dog, but a...
Cats.
Plural.
Yes!
Plural. And it's a Midwest town, and there's a lot of gunshots there right now.
And Latifah was in the movie.
Chicago.
Yes!
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, you were amazing.
Oh,
one
my
more.
God.
You were amazing.
Alexander
Hamilton.
Yes. Is that it?
They got it. You won.
Oh.
Wow. You killed it. Let's go to Heaven from Charleston. Hey, Heaven, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for Queen Latifah.
Okay.
Hi.
Girls Trip, one of my favorite movies ever. Mm-hmm. Is there any official talks in a sequel? And if so, what's something you would like to see in the next film?
Oh, talk of a sequel?
There is definitely talk of a sequel.
Yeah.
we can't wait to do it. Like,
yeah.
We love each other so much.
It seems
myself,
like
Gina,
it.
Jada, Tiff, we are so ready to jump back in and have some fun.
That's
and,
awesome.
And I know the writer's deal is done, so it's being written. Our deals are being worked out, so that'll be done. And it's really just a matter of getting that script and let's go, hopefully.
And then, maybe we'll do the Living Single reboot. That you
and
talked about
Living
here.
The Living Single reboot.
Are you still thinking
still
about that a little
on
bit?
It. Still
yes.
Still working on that. Still trying to get everybody together to see if we can make it happen.
All right. On that note, it's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to the news that West Hollywood will be having the country's first ever citywide bisexual pride celebration. If you need a grand marshal, I know the perfect woman for the job.
You sure you're not bisexual?
No.
If I buy you something, will you get sexual?
That's what I'm talking about. Classic. Thanks, Sonia. Tonight, Shackle goes to a Maine restaurant, which is now giving their lobsters weed to chill them out before they're cooked. Because the only thing better than being boiled alive is being boiled alive while you're paranoid and tweaking.
Oh, my God.
I don't think this is a bad idea. Maybe some CBD for the lobster. Oh. I want to thank Queen Latifah, Josh Groban, and Murray Hill. It's Queen Latifah from Star and Josh Groban from The Good Cop. She's about on Netflix. The album Bridges is out tomorrow. The tour kicks off October 18th. You can see Murray Hill's solo show at Joe's Pub. Performances through September 29th. Josh, is there anyone that you haven't gotten a chance to duet with that you would love to?
So many. I mean, this is the schmooze I've been waiting for today with the Queen. That would be amazing. We would kill it. There are so many great singers. So many great people I've wanted to work with.
Yeah.
My childhood duet dream is Bjork. I've always wanted to work with Bjork because I think she's just so interesting, and she's always has weird orchestrations. I'd love to sing with Adele someday. She'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I love working with instrumentals. You know, maybe not one of these, but one of these. I'd love to work with like Yo-Yo Ma or something like that. It'd be fun.
That would be
very cool. Yeah. Let's go to Emily from New York. Hey, Emily, what's your question?
My question's for Josh.
Okay.
What is the craziest thing a Grobanite has done to get your attention?
Craziest thing a Grobanite has done to get your attention?
Well, there was a time on stage when I was singing like a really sweet song. I was singing Nothing's Gonna Harm You from Sweeney Todd.
Okay.
Just this very like, not while I'm around. And I'm sitting on the edge of the stage, and this woman who had like a martini just kept like creeping her hand up my pant leg.
Oh.
And I'm like singing this like very innocent song while I'm like, you know, trying to like kind of kick her hand away to get so I wouldn't have to stop the song. And I'm just like, mm-mm. She's going, mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was, she got my attention all right. Yeah.
Yes.
I stood up to sing the rest of the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
And you're like, not while I'm around.
Not while I'm around.
Let's go to Tim from New York. Hey, Tim, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is for the one and only queen in my book, Queen Latifah.
Okay.
Oh,
and I was wondering, did you think Wanda Sykes did Unity justice on Lip Sync Battle?
Oh, did you see Wanda do
UNIT?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
You haven't seen it yet.
I'm going to hope that she did it justice.
Yes.
Did she do it justice?
Oh, hell yeah, she did. But
no, I know
all
she
right,
did.
All
There's
right.
no way my girl would go out like a... She probably did everything but the kitchen sink. So
right.
I'm going to go with a yes.
Right.
I'm happy about whatever it is that I haven't seen that she's done.
Yes. Let's go to Alyssa from Boston. Hey, Alyssa, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you so much.
Thanks.
My question is for Josh. Okay. Love you too, Josh.
Thank you.
Hi. So how stressful was it to do a duet with Andrea Bocelli for your new album? And were you both in the studio together to record it?
Ah, really good question. That was so full circle for me because I was 16 years old when I stood in at a Grammy rehearsal in 1999 for Andrea. He had a flight that was missed. David Foster, who discovered me basically, had heard my tape from a voice teacher, and he called me out of class to sing with Celine Dion until Andrea got there. So I first met Andrea as a terrified kid who had no idea what he was doing and had no idea that I would be eventually signing a record deal. And so 20 years later, to write a song and record a song with Andrea, our first time recording a song together, was really full circle and special. Mm-hmm. He was in Italy, I was in L.A., and we did it via the internet. We did it kind of, we could hear each other, but we didn't see each other.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool. And that's on the new album. Great.
Wow.
Alyssa from Boston. Hey, Alyssa, what's your question?
Go Boston.
Oh, did I already do Alyssa? It's Leslie from Louisiana. Hey, Leslie, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Queen Latifah.
Okay.
I love you, Queen Latifah.
I love you, too.
Oh, it makes me so happy. My question is, so I died when, not for real died, but.
I was about to say, wait, I'm ready for this now. Let's go.
When you punched Benjamin Bratt square in the face on Star, and I want to know how real was that punch?
Well, first of all, thank you for the respect you have put on my punch.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
The punch was not real, but I had to act as if it was a real punch. And luckily, I've done this enough times through the years that I could really make a punch look real. So it came very close.
Wow. Are you ever worried that you're gonna do it?
I'm never worried I'm gonna hit anybody. As long as they
stay where
they stay where they're supposed
right.
to stay, they can just kinda stay there and I could just wow, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And I can put it all into it. But like literally, camera will be here and the punch could be here. But the camera has no depth.
Okay, punch.
Punch
me.
Well, the thing is, you got to make sure you throw the punch. Like, as if I hit you, you got to go the direction.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, wow!
Oh!
Okay. My reaction was
that. Don't come around here with that again!
Yeah.
No, don't you talk to me like that.
That was good. Break it up, break it up.
Last call of the night. Jackie from Idaho. Jackie, now I'm scared. Jackie, what's your question?
Hey, I have a question for Josh. Okay. I was really curious what he thought of David Foster's engagement to Catherine McPhee, and would you perform at their wedding if they asked you?
If I was available, I certainly would. I would try to make time to.
Tech avail.
Tech avail.
Yeah.
I know both of them. I obviously have known David my entire life, and you know, everybody's just always wanted David to find his true love and be happy.
Man.
And Catherine is a wonderful, wonderful person, so sweet and so talented. And you know, they found each other, and I wish them nothing but happiness, and hope it all works out.
She's such an old soul.
She is. She is an old soul. And
she's
speaking of Andrea, I was just in Italy singing our duet with him for the first time in Italy a couple weeks ago, and got to sit with David and Catherine, and just got to witness their wonderful chemistry firsthand, and couldn't be happier for them.
Nice. Very good. I want to thank Queen Latifah and Josh Groban and Murray Hill. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying.
Lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.